Les élections provinciales en Ontario sont lancées. On se prépare à faire la route pour rejoindre les électeurs au rendez-vous du 2 juin prochain. Pour en savoir plus sur les enjeux des différents partis, j'ai envoyé un appel aux candidats de la circonscription de Simcoe Nord. Ceux qui m'ont répondu ont été interpellés sur la pénurie d'employés, l'inflation, le logement abordable et la situation du français en Ontario. Aujourd'hui, je vous présente Aaron MacDonald du Parti Ontario. Le Parti Ontario qui, lors de l'élection de 2018, avait présenté 5 candidats. Eh bien, cette année, le 2 juin 2022, le Parti Ontario présentera 46 candidats un peu partout dans la province. Qui est M. Aaron MacDonald? Eh bien, si on se réfère au site Internet du Parti Ontario, eh bien, Aaron MacDonald est un mari, un père de 6 enfants et un grand-père de 2 petits-enfants. Il est de Midland, en Ontario. Il se présente pour le Parti de l'Ontario afin de faire tomber les murs entre les élites politiques et les gens dont elle est censée représenter les intérêts. Je lui ai posé, bien sûr, la première question. C'est au sujet de la pénurie des employés. Cette pénurie-là persiste. Qu'est-ce que le Parti Ontario pense faire pour stabiliser le marché de l'emploi dans Simcoe Nord?
Working remotely is not really an option. Most of the jobs are hands-on. There's specifically manufacturing, service industries. And based on our hiring patterns and what we're seeing, it seems like workers have almost disappeared. They're just not applying. So whether this is due to extensive CERB benefits from the federal government over the last 2 years has played a part, I'm not sure. But what we would do as the Ontario Party is we would immediately end all remaining restrictions on personal autonomy and liberty that have been instituted in the name of the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of people just haven't gone to work either because their workplaces have required them to be immunized or masked or whatever it may be. So lifting those restrictions may allow them to return to their workplaces. We would require businesses and organizations that fired or suspended employees without pay for vaccine noncompliance to return to those jobs of their positions of employment. What we would also take a look at is maybe they can't return to a specific field, so we want to lower the cost of tuition for post-secondary programs leading to careers with the most labor market demand. And really, we'll make it virtually free for any qualified applicants to train in the skilled trades. We've got a lot of construction companies around here. Getting those people trained properly and back to work, I think, would also help with that.
Si le Parti Ontario est porté au pouvoir, il bannirait toutes les restrictions de distanciation sociale et les masques, demanderait aux compagnies qui ont congédié des employés à cause des restrictions de les reprendre, diminuerait les coûts d'inscription aux études dans les domaines les plus en demande, instaurerait aussi la gratuité au niveau de la formation nécessaire afin que les employés puissent garder leur emploi. Je lui ai demandé aussi au niveau des coûts là, de la vie, l'inflation et tout ça, ça coûte cher. Et puis, qu'est-ce que le Parti Ontario pourrait faire? Quel est le plan du Parti Ontario pour combattre l'inflation?
So, over the past year, to your point, we've seen inflation rise from 2.8% from May of last year, and then in March, 6.7%, and I'm pretty sure April is either going to match it or exceed March. I know the Bank of Canada has started to raise the interest rate a little bit, just to try and slow it down a little bit, but the greater impact of this is yet to be seen. In the name of fighting COVID, the federal government has continued to print and devalue the currency. The provincial government has continued to borrow and spend just to maintain the lockdowns that we've had. So just a 0.5% will drive up the interest payments on those loans which the government has taken out, which will ultimately further burden us, the taxpayer. First, I think, or we believe, that we need to balance the budget. Continuing on this buy now, pay later concept only works if in our private lives or business short term, but there must be a way to pay that money back. The current government, as well as the Liberal and NDP parties, all have the same mentality where they want to spend our way out of this, and you can see it in their current platforms. If we get elected, we're going to do this or that for you in return. It's always more of an instant gratification where they don't look at the long-term effects. The second thing we need to do is we need to get people back to work, like we already talked about it. We need to be able to produce the goods and services necessary to drive the economy forward. By increasing the supply of goods and services and opening up competition, we can reduce the high costs associated with low supply on the items we need day to day. So just to further reduce, create more competition, allow people to get back to work, get people back to work, whether it be in training or whatever it may be. Lastly, we need to keep small and medium businesses open. These hardworking people are the heart of our community and the economy. So without the middle class, if you will, we're not going to succeed. Like I said, on top of what I said initially, the Ontario Party would look at passing legislation that virtually outlaws the provincial's ability to impose lockdowns, restrictions, and mandates like those we've had over the last couple of years. We want to enforce penalties against employers and other organizations that require private medical information as a condition of employment or education. Again, we need people to get back to work. We need to support the people and really give them the autonomy to make decisions themselves without forcing things that may go against their convictions or beliefs.
Selon M. McDonald du Parti Ontario, il est important que le gouvernement en place cesse constamment d'emprunter car cela continue d'abaisser le pouvoir d'achat des gens. Pour le Parti Ontario, il faut balancer le budget, ça c'est primordial. Il faut également que les gens retournent au travail, car il faut créer une économie compétitive pour réduire les prix à la consommation en augmentant la productivité et en ayant un pouvoir d'achat plus grand. Il faut garder aussi les petites et moyennes entreprises ouvertes. Ils sont le cœur de l'économie, selon M. McDonald et le Parti Ontario. Le Parti Ontario passerait une loi contre le lockout et les restrictions qui empêcheraient les gens d'aller travailler. La hausse des loyers est incroyable. Les gens ont de plus en plus de misère à se trouver un logement abordable. Quel est le plan là, pour le Parti Ontario pour créer et offrir dans un avenir très proche des logements à un prix abordable?
So we would introduce urban planning reform to adjust single family zoning in Ontario's most housing deprived cities and towns. Property owners will be given more freedom to construct 2 and 4 unit residential buildings in neighborhoods typically reserved for single family homes, just to open up those options. We would secure the same right to set immigration policies as the province of Quebec. To use those powers to adjust the immigration rates and settlement patterns with the ultimate outcome of reducing unsupportable housing demand in the Ontario urban areas. So right now, Ontario probably takes almost half of all the immigration coming into Canada today. We would want to try and control that a little better to give us the opportunity to build more houses, to put in more sustainable structures to support that. And lastly, we would establish an Ontario-focused foreign purchasing ban on residential homes and properties. There's a lot of money that comes in from other countries and is buying up properties within Ontario and Canada, and we would put a ban on that so that it makes it more accessible to the residents of Canada and Ontario specifically.
Si le Parti Ontario forme le prochain gouvernement, il proposerait une réforme de zonage en faveur des maisons unifamiliales pour qu'on puisse en construire davantage, pour qu'il y ait plus de maisons de disponibles pour les premiers acheteurs, entre autres. Il faudrait contrôler aussi l'immigration pour un meilleur contrôle des besoins de logements abordables. Et une chose est sûre pour le Parti Ontario, il faudrait bannir les acheteurs étrangers qui viennent ici acheter plusieurs édifices, plusieurs maisons et les relouent à des prix faramineux dont les gens ne peuvent se permettre. La dernière question, c'est sur le français, bien sûr. Le français qui est une langue officielle au Canada, mais à tous les jours, on doit se battre pour la préserver. Qu'est-ce que le Parti Ontario va faire pour améliorer la situation du français en Ontario et dans Simcoe Nord?
The Ontario Party does not have any specific initiatives to change the current structure or funding in relation to the Ministry of Francophone Affairs. We believe that the provincial government should recognize the autonomy of Ontario's French communities and to work with each of them so that they can not only participate in all aspects of life within the province, but also prosper while maintaining their cultural and linguistic heritage. We want to give a voice, and we continue to say this to everyone we speak to. We want to give a voice to those who have been silenced over the last several years, and we will work with our communities to achieve this goal. It's important to us to keep a ground-level communication going with all the people within our communities, and that's one of the things that I want to run based on.
Monsieur Aaron MacDonald du Parti Ontario dit que son parti n'a pas nécessairement de plan pour changer les structures entourant les relations entre le gouvernement et les francophones. Il est important pour le gouvernement de reconnaître l'apport économique des francophones de l'Ontario, selon Monsieur MacDonald. Pour le Parti Ontario, il est important d'avoir une bonne communication avec tous les citoyens de l'Ontario, surtout ceux qui n'en ont pas. Donc, c'est pour ça que le Parti Ontario rentre dans la course pour l'élection du 2 juin.